The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
Oh, brother, our forefathers are spinning like tops in their graves. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 26 October 2009. And by the way, gentlemen, Dr. Rowan and Ron, I just talked to Jeff Rentz during the top of the hour break. He thanked me profusely for the tip, and he will be contacting you.
Terrific.
All right.
We thank you.
We all need to slap each other on the back here because we're all working toward one goal.
Yeah.
And that's to get our freedom and our liberty and our sanity back, because it's getting nuttier every single day. I don't have to explain that to people. they already know the problems. Yeah.
You know, John, I want to add one thing. I have family members who are really perplexed at the economic meltdown. And the best way I can explain this is there really isn't an economic meltdown, because everything that was created after the abrogation of the Bretton Woods Agreement was out of thin air. So it's just vanishing back into thin air. And for those who might not be understand the Bretton Woods Agreement, at that time, the Federal Reserve note was still tied in a modicum to gold. But to foreigners, not for us, to foreigners, they could still redeem Federal Reserve notes. So there was a limit on how much of this phony, toxic, infected, slimed currency that could be printed.
Well, and government to government, I mean, these people weren't stupid. They understand the creature, the very same creature that controlled their economies and literally their country. If they're doing business with another corporation, say the United States government, they wanted to be paid in something that was real.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it? And let the other little... I don't know what we want to call the generally dumb public out there, the sheeple. Let them play with the monopoly money while we walk off with the real stuff. We've got a break. Do I still have Lark on air? Okay, Lark, I'll get to you right after this. Gary, Mark, Steve, and others will get to all your calls. Nobody drop, because I'll show up at your front door and ask you why you did that. Just joking. We'll be right back.
Is credit card debt stressing you out?
If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less, and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And a programming reminder, of course, we do the special edition of the National Intel Report on Tuesdays with Mr. Robert Chapman, an international forecaster. And coming up this Thursday, Dr. Smith from Surgery Center OK. Dr. Rowan, you might find this one fascinating. There is a group of doctors, over 40 surgeons in Oklahoma City, that finally got together and said, you know what, we're interested in providing direct care to the people. And they set up a surgery center that is state-of-the-art. They walked away from their hospital obligations and duties. How about an ACL replacement for about $6,500? When was the last time you could shop at a hospital and get that kind of price?
Wow.
Yeah. So
wow, I want to get to the callers, but I think one of the best things that physicians can do, and I'm trying to get the AAPS online, but they're just where they are, American Association of Physicians and Surgeons. Mm-hmm. They're fighting the government tyranny as well. One of the best things that a physician can do is to remove himself from insurance and directly contract with the patient. Take yourself out of the commercial jurisdiction.
Well, and that is exactly what they've done. And they have told me stories that just absolutely blew me away. So if you go up and you look at surgerycenterok.com, you will see their facility. And I'm going to have the good doctor up with me that started this this Thursday. And they know exactly what the insurance company and the federal government has done to healthcare in this country. It is going to be an outstanding program. So I just wanted to let the listeners know. Sorry, Larkin, Texas. We kind of got sidetracked there for a moment.
Well, I don't want to monopolize the airways. I would only urge all of us to simplify our lives, simplify the numbers of words and the myriads of meanings and definitions, and realize that wealth is little more than that which contributes to our well-being. It's one time it meant that you had access to a well, so you could have water.
That's right.
Economy is little more than that which contributes, that through your actions that you employ that contributes to your well-being. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Currency is nothing more than the prevailing information which leads to beneficial knowledge. Everything else is a fraud.
Well, and you know what, and excuse me for interrupting you here, Lark, but you know what the AOCS is all about. That is a national barter system with over 26,000 retail outlets and people that provide services for that barter trade in silver. Okay, so that is already being done. And on a far grander scale than what was the name of the other currency? The Van Nothaus. The Liberty Dollar.
Yeah,
he got in trouble with that one. But Rob Gray has taken this AOCS to another level, and they've got tens of thousands, okay, of retailers out there willing to take silver for their goods and services. So that's already starting to happen.
What about Republic Broadcasting?
We haven't figured out a way.
And new people order.
We haven't figured out a way to do that yet, but I'm working on it.
Good.
All right?
Wonderful.
Thank you, Lark.
John.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yes, sir.
John, Lark, thank you for the call. One comment. When your listeners read the book, they'll understand why I'm saying this. Again, newpeopleorder.com. There is a huge difference between the Liberty Dollar that you're talking about and lawful money. And you have to look at how the metal was acquired.
Mm-hmm.
They have looted people who were putting out coins, real gold or real silver coins. But there's a difference in the inherent nature of the coins of yesteryear versus today. The metal they're acquiring today, if they're acquiring it with Federal Reserve notes, oh boy, there's a problem.
Well, there is, but there is no other way for us to convert. And here is the problem, Doctor, is there's no way to convert buying up those precious metals, which I call a mere insurance policy against future inflation and debauching of the dollar. There is no way for the mass people out there to convert other than take those FRNs and at least get into the gold and silver so they have an insurance policy against future happenings in this country.
Can't argue with that at all. My concern is that the current coins that they may acquire or they may not acquire, the current coins still are tainted compared to the lawful coins. Ron, do you want to
I would say this. If one were to take those legal tender, and that's any coin not under the Mint Act of 1792, and melt them down, and bring them to a mint, if the mints were open and you could have them then recoined into lawful tender, they would be excellent as far as trade.
Well, and that's exactly what's being done. A gentleman just called me, had a 100-ounce bar, and he says, I don't know what to do with this thing. You can't negotiate with retailers or store owners. So what he did was he sent the 100-ounce bar to the mint. They melted it down into silver rounds that are 0.999 pure.
But the thing is that they have to be done under the statutory provision, the Mint Act of 1792, because that act is in conformity with Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5 of the Constitution, the right of Congress to coin money. And this is why those lawful coins that exist out there can never be unlawful, because to make those coins unlawful would be to repeal that enumerated power of Congress. And that can only be done through an amendment.
Well, and that can only be done. Now, I forget which one of you gentlemen said in the last hour that Congress can't help us on this. And I beg to differ with you. They're the ones that got us into the private corporation for the issuance of our currency and credit in this country. And I heard Ben Bernanke being grilled by Representative Ron Paul, and Bernanke was in a flip mood that day, and he just looked at the congressman and said, "Well, congressman, you want any changes, go back to Congress and change it if you don't like it." Well, there was a multitude of truth there.
Yes, we agree with you totally. The Congress could undo this instantly, but they won't do it because of other forces that are acting upon them.
See, the Congress of the United States is in just as much debt as you or I. They have no rights other than the illusion of a rights under a defunct Constitution that has no law. When I say law, has no Treasury backing it. They are using Federal Reserve notes themselves. They're regulated just like everyone else around the world, and that's the problem. When I say Congress doesn't have the ability to change it, what I'm really saying is we do have the ability to change it, but we first have to make the change in people across the nation. And at that point, we hold our servants to our task, and it can only be done under exposing the fraudulent concealment criminal conversion of our real property.
Well,
those are the two points.
Well, and Ron, I couldn't be in more agreement with you. It is education. So what if we have a bunch of educated people out here that are then putting pressure on our Congress critters in Washington, D.C.? I mean, these people expect to be voted in every year. You unmask the fraud, and they're not doing anything to lift a finger to really give a lasting bailout to the American people, and that's called getting rid of this private corporation that issues our credit and our currency. Let's get rid of them.
Here's the real fraud. Here's the real fraud. When the country was created, men were in common law. Now, I'm reading the case right now. It says the United States has never adopted common law, United States versus Hudson. Now, if it's never adopted common law, it cannot make any laws within common law. Why did they defraud the citizens out of the common law into the commercial law, the law of the sea? That's the fraud, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We don't belong there. The United States, if it never adopted common law, it could never affect the citizenry of any of the states. Why is it penetrating the states? We have to hold our state servants to stand off the federal government from penetrating the citizens. Bring back that common law to the land.
Well, there's a lot of rumblings out there in America right now. It's not taking a solid direction. Many states, Tennessee is urging other states of the Union to really get behind the 10th Amendment and its real meaning, not just doing a House resolution saying that, yeah, we should have the amendments. We should have the ability here through the amendments of the Constitution to do business in our own state without the interference of the federal government. So they're pushing, and there's a lot of people out there that have understood what the Federal Reserve is. They may not have a full understanding of what it's done to us and our future generations, but the pot is starting to boil, gentlemen.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah. Gary in Louisiana. Hello, Gary. Hi, Gary.
Usual. I have a question. Acquiring pre-33 gold coins, is there any difference between that and acquiring pre-64 silver coins?
I've been studying that. The it's actually pre-65 silver coins. I do believe that you do have inherent rights in them. However, I've been researching the laws, and even silver coins were tampered with in 1853. They lowered the weight of the non-dollar denominated coins, the dimes, the quarters, and the halves. And they, after 1953, they called them legal tender.
Okay, doctor, hold that thought. We've got a bump here. Please pick up that point immediately upon our return. 800-313-9443. We know what the problem is. Let's work towards a solution, folks, because I'm getting tired of talking about it. We'll be right back.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. Dr. Rowan, if you would, pick up exactly where you left off.
I shall, thank you. The Coinage Act of 1792 specified a specific weight of gold or silver to qualify as a dollar or a denomination. In 1853, silver had changed in value in the commercial markets, and Congress debauched the coinage of this country by lowering the amount of silver in coins less than $1. For example, it was about 0.77 ounces per silver dollar, and they lowered it to the equivalent of 0.73 ounces if you got lower denominations. So someone was getting cheated. They weren't getting all the silver they should be getting unless you were using silver dollars. So to the best of my understanding and knowledge right now, and I was just researching this 2 days ago, silver dollars of pre-1935, silver dollars would be lawful money. Pre-1964, silver coins would be legal tender. That's how they were defined. And all gold coins prior to 1933 would be lawful money. Coins, when I say lawful money, these are coins minted in accordance with the Coinage Act of 1792, declaring such coins to be a lawful tender, giving you title rights and interest.
Gary?
Yeah, that answers part of the question I had. I've also got their book, and I'm about halfway through with it, and it is a very easy read and recommended highly to your audience, because there have been so many things before that have come out that are very difficult to read and to comprehend, and it goes by fairly quickly, and I think probably it'll take at least two times to go through it and you know, and really retain the things that need to be retained.
But Gary, what do you think of my advice? When people order the book, they order more than one copy, because you're going to want other people to read it. And once you loan this book out, you're not going to get it back.
Yeah, I would say that probably I'm going to have at least two or three more copies.
Yeah. All right.
But, you know, one thing that I wanted to mention, John, you were talking about how to get these men on some of the other shows.
Mm-hmm.
You've got an ace in a hole in Robert Chapman, who... you know, as one of your choir members that I think probably would have an inroad into all those people you were talking about.
Well, he's got an email list of thousands. I will speak to him tomorrow about it.
So, well, keep up the good work, and I'll be a faithful listener for sure. And keep up the good work, gentlemen, and I really enjoy your book.
Thank you, Gary.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Yeah, one thing I wanted to bring up, he asked the question about pre-1933, and understand, in the gold market here in this country, if you can buy walking liberties, whether they be half ounce or full ounce, there's a reason why they're getting such a premium on these things, is because if it was minted in this country prior to 1933, as you mentioned, Dr. Rowan, that is legal and lawful tender. And since the bankruptcy of 33, we've gone to, well, Hades in a handbasket in quick order. But understand something else about gold content of coin. Like, say, take the Cougaran. Well, people will say, well, wait a minute, that has other properties in it. Yeah, but it still contains a full ounce of gold. The coin itself weighs more than an ounce, making up for the other properties they put in there for circulation. So, in other words, if you've got a 0.999 gold coin, that doesn't fare well. It is a real soft metal, and it doesn't last long. That is why they put the other ingredients in there to make that coin more serviceable for distribution and use. So just a little tidbit there. Let's go to Mark in Wisconsin. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, John and your guests, I heard you earlier say that you were looking for solutions to the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, John, I know you participated in the Jekyll Island meeting where the Continental Congress originated.
Yes.
And would that in itself be part of the solution?
Well,
that's meeting next month, as you probably know.
Yeah. That's another subject, and I don't want to bore the listeners out there that maybe don't know about Bob Schultz and the CCL9. It's a good exercise, but the problem is that it has no legal standing. So, in other words, when the three delegates from every state, 150 people, leave that Continental Congress outside of Chicago, where is the authority and where is the power to go back to the respective states? If you remember the original Continental Congress, the delegates were actually handpicked by the state legislatures at the time to go to that and try to ferret out a solution. But as it stands right now, this really doesn't have any standing in law, let's say.
That's probably true, but
yeah.
the credibility would be based on how many people support it. If you get a high number of people that support it.
Well, as Bob Schultz said to me today, one day he was a little miffed at me, and I said, you're looking for $2 million to do this. And when he said $2 million, I spoke. I went, $2 million. He said, well, what do you think? I should give it to you? And I said, well, Bob, I said, you know, I've supported everything you've done up until now. I said, if I had $2 million for this network, we would be miles down the road. I appreciate Bob Schultz and all of what he's done. But at this point in time, putting up a de jure versus the de facto, give me the way that we're going to make the change with it. That was my point. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right. Mark in Wisconsin, did you have anything else for our guest today, sir? Okay, he's gone. One thing I wanted to tell you guys while I have you here, Citibank. Oh, that's one of the reputable banks here in America, right? They up and canceled gas cards, and they gave no notice to the cardholders. So if you had gasoline cards out there, ladies and gentlemen, and you had it through Citibank, guess what? You don't have it anymore. And one would have to ask the question, why would they do that? Because people, you know, they have their little gas credit cards and they use them at the gas stations. A lot easier to use the little receptacle there to slide your car. Why would they stop that? And if you think about it, a lot of the gas stations are owned independently, but a lot of them are not. So you have the oil companies behind this, and it's not a cash payment that goes directly to it goes through the credit card people, and then that payment is dispersed to the oil companies. Well, what if there is possibly a banking problem out there? Because they don't have a 30-day net, and I think that's the way they used to do business. So in other words, the issuing credit card company or bank would have to do like a little cash float for 30 or 60 days with the oil companies. Well, it looks like the oil companies may not trust the banks or their cards anymore. Yeah. Interesting development. I mean, because, you know, hey, gas is expensive by our standard. I mean, it hit $4 a gallon. And, gentlemen, it will again.
Well, I can see a lot of traffic jams due to this. Yeah. You go, you have no cash in your pocket, go to a station to fill up, knowing you only have about, an eighth of a gallon?
Mm-hmm.
What does that land you? Right in the middle of the intersection.
Well, and I can see shades of the traffic lines that when we had the phony oil embargo of the 70s, all that was engineered to jack up prices.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, people were ready to kill each other if somebody jumped in that gas line while they were waiting to fill up their cars.
There actually were incidents of deaths, especially in San Francisco. I know that happened.
Well, you know, gentlemen, I'm tired of crisis after crisis after manufactured crisis. We only have a short while to live this thing that God gave us called life. And I, for one, would want to, and I prefer to do it without the charlatans and the disinformation people and the ripoffs out there. We only have a short amount of time on this mortal coil.
Well, there's one thing that I recognize that lacks in this type of society with the commerce, and that's the pursuit of happiness. I don't know too many Americans that can ever claim they're in pursuit of happiness with all the regulatory laws.
Well, and you know what? They changed that. It used to be life, liberty, and the pursuit of property.
Yes.
But they switched that to happiness.
Yeah.
If I own my own property by a lodial title or by any means that backs anybody out of my property with any liens, to me, that's happiness.
That's true happiness.
There you go. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve. And thanks for calling back.
Gentlemen?
Yes.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
And, John, first of all, I want to thank you. My Camp FEMA from your Listener Appreciation Day arrived a while back, and about over 200 people have seen it so far.
Oh, cool.
That is a great movie, by the way. This DVD is awesome. There, you know, most people didn't even believe that any of this was going on until they saw this DVD.
I know. I hope Glenn Beck gets one.
Yeah, well, I found that kind of interesting, too, because I saw the YouTube Glenn Beck where in the morning he says that he knows that there's something going on with the FEMA camps, and then the very same evening,
yeah,
he said, I don't believe in them at all.
Yeah, he went to the Popular Mechanics people to vet that one out. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now, as far as the money goes, I find it kind of interesting, especially with the gold and silver. It seems like usually with government, the devil is always in the detail. And it seems like that is the problem that we're having with gold and silver, especially with, when these gentlemen point out, you know, about pre-1933 coins and, you know, the silver content and gold content. It seems like the game is rigged. And, you know, John, I attended my first tea party this last weekend over in Burton, Ohio, and there was about 3,000 people there. It was put on by the 912 people, the same people that are... Actually, Glenn Beck is the person behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I find it kind of interesting because Pastor James Manning actually called Glenn Beck a liar a couple of days before he was to appear at this particular meeting, and he was going to speak. And what happened was, is all of a sudden, Pastor Manning was ceremoniously dumped. And Pastor Manning was very truthful in the fact that he called Glenn Beck a liar because Glenn Beck was claiming that he was being threatened by Islamic terrorists and all this other stuff.
Right.
But yeah. It comes down to, John, and to your guests, is that these people that I was talking to, I was asking them, okay, you people are having this meeting, what is next? And I mentioned to them, I says, you know, you people are doing the wrong things. You're trying to get people out of the government, but that ain't going to work because, as Dick Durbin said, Washington is owned by the bankers.
That's right.
So what we have is we've got a problem in that the bankers control both the Republicans and the Democrats, but these 912ers don't want to realize that. I told them, I says, look, you people, instead of trying to get people in and out of Congress, you should be concentrating your effort on getting rid of the Federal Reserve.
Bingo. But see,
and
that,
if they
see the safe thing as for people like Glenn Beck or Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh is always politics, politics, politics. Rather, and all you're doing is pruning the tree or cutting back on the bush, but you're not striking at the true evil in this country. And what it basically comes down to is this, Steve, is this is kind of a false flag. This gives you the straw man to whack at rather than the problem itself.
Exactly. And, you know, it was interesting because these people, you know, they're sincere. They really are bothered by what's going on.
Yes.
But they haven't got a clue. And when you go in there and try to fill them in, they are so in line with Fox News and Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, I know.
That they just can't break away from it. They know that there's something wrong, but they just... I asked them, I says, what is next? What are you guys going to do after this? Well, we're going to vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pick your poison.
Right.
Pick your poison. All right. Hey, Steve, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Okay, and again, John, thanks a lot for that. And it's going to be going on local access cable channel, too. So
very good.
Thanks a lot.
All righty, sir. You're welcome.
Yeah. John?
Yes, sir.
John, I think it's important. There is one thing. I heard a couple listeners say that they've read everything already that's in our book, but they never saw it put so well together. But there is truth. There is something that is I don't believe has been out there before, and that's the defining of income and what income actually is and what the revenue tax is against an individual. And that's the thing that once one realizes that he actually is a merchant dealing in foreign product, buying and selling those foreign products on a daily basis, and that's what the income is about. And again, income is not based on your Federal Reserve note. It's based on your activity. And I've never seen that defined anywhere else.
Well, and as I said, this is the period at the end of the sentence that is all gone before this. And it's a true explanation as to what the Federal Reserve is and why it is so leanable against every stick of furniture, every building, every brick and mortar, every home, everything in this country.
Now, get this. The other thing that's in the book that no one has seen heretofore is the fact that we have a document from the California Franchise Tax Board, which is the IRS of California, which returned a lawful gold coin saying it couldn't accept it because it's not a valid financial document. Well, of course it's not. It's real money. It's not debt.
And that is also in the back of your book, and I would highly suggest people read that for themselves. Because, Dr. Rowan, what were they saying when they rejected that lawful money? What was the statement they were making?
They said, the letter says, we've received your gold coin, and they said, we're returning it because it's not a valid financial document. They can't see real money. It doesn't exist. And we have a corresponding case that went all the way to the Supreme Court in the book where a federal district court said to a man, you owe a lot of money in taxes, but he had stuffed the gold coin into their throat. In the court, first case since 1933, and the judge couldn't see it, and he ordered the clerk to return the gold coin to him after saying he owed a lot of money in taxes.
And clearly what it is saying to the listener is that they are not a lawful government, because the lawful government is under the lawful tender, the lawful coin. So they are a de facto government under commerce. That's what they're saying. They cannot be the government that we expect them to be under the common law,
because
under the law upon which they were created.
Because what financial instrument are they only recognizing?
They're recognizing Federal Reserve notes and the equivalent.
There you go. By the way, gentlemen, this is very interesting. It is on republicbroadcasting.org. Bernanke, not Obama, to make the trillion-dollar decision. Now, if you don't think that the Federal Reserve really runs this country, listen to this. The biggest decision in the economic recovery will be made in the next 6 months, and Barack Obama will have almost nothing to do with it. Now, forget the debate over the TARP, and never mind the questions about the second stimulus that they're considering. The decision is about when to pull out the $1 trillion that's propping up the U.S. banking system. And, folks, that's your trillion-dollar pledge to future earnings. And it will be the Federal Reserve Chairman himself, Mr. Ben Shalom Bernanke, and his Fed colleagues who will make the call. That's hard enough for the White House that knows its political fortunes rise and fall with the economy. What's worse is Bernanke and Obama like many presidents and Fed chairmen's past, won't necessarily have the same goals for this trillion-dollar decision. So here we have the chairman of the Federal Reserve making crucial economic policy that has nothing to do with our government. I think that's very telling unto itself.
It just confirms everything we've written.
Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne. Wayne, you there?
Yes, I am. Another fascinating discussion, John. I had two issues I wanted to bring to your guests here. And the first one has to do with remedy. And it revolves around the two phrases you talked about earlier, fraudulent concealment and criminal conversion, and possibly taking that up with our state legislators to get remedy out of the situation. And one thing that rolls around in my mind, too, is the fact that I believe, according to most state constitutions, aren't all debts supposed to be paid in gold and silver? And could that be worked into either an administrative process or something like that where...
That's a good point. Wayne, let's let our guest address that.
I'll make a quick comment, and Ron will finish up real good. The Constitution of the United States says that no state shall make anything but gold or silver coin a lawful tender in the payment of debt. Now, what's interesting is the state of California returned the gold coin to the man who was paying an alleged debt, and he was paying it with lawful money. So is it a lawful state? Ron?
Yeah, that's the point. The state actually does exist. It is a lawful state. However, we're never able to access that. In every state, there is a code that stipulates that the money of accounts of that state shall be the dollar, the mill, and the cent. That comes right out of the Mint Act. That's your lawful weighed measure of money into a shape of a coin. Now, that's in there, but it also says in your codes that your state will accept the Federal Reserve note at par, at its denomination. That means if the state takes in a $10 denomination, it values it at par at $10. And I use that term loosely, dollars. That's only the name of it, just for sake of making it appear as though it has weight. So, yeah, the fraudulent concealment is right there in your state. Your state is the protector of the money of accounts of your state. When it forces you or compels you to transact all your business within foreign commodities, foreign product, it violates your fundamental principles upon which you granted authority to that state in its constitution. That's where the fraudulent concealment is. That's where the fraud, where the criminal conversion is right there at the state. Don't worry about the federal. So you take your state back, you'll take your federal back.
So in terms of taking these issues and getting some teeth into it, do you recommend an administrative process where you send out notices with questions to get them to answer these relevant issues?
Well, the real issue is, and like I said, I can't give legal advice, but the real issue is when your state taxing agencies, whether it's a contractor's license board, your franchise tax board, whatever it is, says that you owe this amount of money, and you hand them a coin, and they refuse to take that coin, they have then violated your rights at that moment.
Exactly.
They violated the law of the state at that moment. The money of accounts of that state is the dollar, the mill, the cent. They have unconstitutionally applied the law in the case, and they become accountable for acting in misconduct or out of office. They are now triable as a citizen outside the scope of their office.
And isn't
that's
it,
the
it,
real guess.
Yeah. Isn't it true that in some of the documentation, when you see the term the state, it's de jure, and this state is the de facto corporate state?
Well, it's the preposition of. Of means a part of the de jure. The state of California. California's de jure. The state of is de facto.
Okay. Well, I was in a couple of meetings where a fellow tried to explain the difference between the two, and it seemed like it made sense. But let me go to my second issue.
Sure.
A fellow last week talked about acceptance for value, and I was wondering if that is a valid situation, and I was on the assumption that it could be based on HJR 192, which in effect said that we no longer have lawful money and no means to pay our debts, and that the government would somehow assume our liabilities since we have no ability to pay. And I was wondering if you gentlemen have researched HDR 192, and does it give it teeth as far as doing this acceptance for value method that's being talked about?
Well, go ahead, Ron.
There
is no value to the currency out there, but I would also pinpoint, I think it's Section 165 of the Internal Revenue Code, and it's deductions for losses. When you're in business and you do a transaction, and we're all in business because we're all in mercantile law, when you do a transaction that eventually ends up into a loss, and I'll give you an example. If you work your life substance and you get debtor's instrument back, have you actually had a loss? You're entitled to deduct those losses.
Hang on 1 second, Ron. We've got to take this break. Wayne, stand by. Short segment and the final segment of this edition of the National Intel Report. We'll take this short break, and we'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
All right, we are back. Go ahead, sir. Complete your statement there, and then any follow-up, Wayne?
Yeah, I had one, John.
Okay, well, Dr. Rowan, did you finish your statement? Or was that Ron?
That was Ron. Okay. I was just asking your listeners just to review Title 26, Subtitle A, Chapter 1, Subchapter B, Part 6, Section 165. It's losses. And losses are everything from securities defined by the government or political subdivision, putting out securities that are worthless, to you name it. I certainly would say scrutinize that chapter in the IRS and see if you do not see any relationship to what you're laboring for and what you've received at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
And John?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just real quickly, and again, to go back to the acceptance for value situation, and I do appreciate the information your guest just said, but as I understand this acceptance for value, much like the caller from last week, there's a line of thinking out there that says those utility companies are detaching that coupon and running that through as almost like a payment along with the check you sent, where they're getting a double payment for whatever you've sent back in there. And this process, acceptance for value, says take that coupon and turn it into like a money order to, in effect, discharge the debt, not pay it, but discharge it. Any validity?
I've read about that, but I'm not that astute on it to actually give a good opinion on it.
We'll file that away for future consideration.
I realize also, if you do things like that, you are voluntarily participating in commerce.
Well, as you said earlier, we've all been put in that situation. All right, Wayne, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. This was on Lou Rockwell. .com, and a guy by the name of Terrence Gillespie put a story up there, Ammo for Barter or Ammo versus Money. And he says, the belief that everything is available for the right price is Hollywood myth, and that really must go. The Beatles sang better with it. Money can't buy you love. He writes, for some reason, our fiat tokens are still being mistaken for real money, and yet I haven't seen a .357 Magnum on the shelves for the past 12 months. Maybe that's why it's already happening. Ammunition is being used for barter. Blame who you will, he says. The green shoots of barter have appeared in anticipation of nobody knows what. Ivory Tower questions of if and should ammunition should be used for barter have been answered by the not-so-invisible hand of the market. That leaves questions of efficiency, demand, supply, resource allocation, liquidity, and legality, in particular. How does ammo compare with money? How does ammo compare with other barter items? And what supply and demand factors are unique to ammunition? Which cartridges are best? How much is enough? And
we're loving this.
So evidently people are using ammo for barter now instead of the FRNs. That is telling, very telling. Gentlemen, we're about out of time here. We only have about a minute left in the program. I will continue in my endeavor. By the way, you did a series with Joyce Riley, did you not?
Yes, and we're regulars on her program, too.
Well, and I'll tell you what, that then is GCN safe because Alex is on GCN as well as the aforementioned. So, at any rate, expect a call from Jeff Rentz and, hoping to get you on George Norrie, where 30 million people at a crack could hear what you guys have to say.
Anything you could do for that, we will be available.
We're working on it. All right.
Thanks.
Gentlemen, Mr. McDonald and Mr. Rowan, thank you so much. We'll see you again next Monday.
Yes, thank you.
All righty. And you, Ron, you were a trooper today. You've got the flu, but you did the 2 hours with us, and thank you.
Hey, you're quite
all right.
Welcome.
Folks, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening today.
With recent internet.